Well, no, light bread and number light bread. Some people call it loaf bread, but that's light bread right on.
Uh-huh. What do you call a round sweet thing? It's about that big round. It's got a hole in the middle.
Oh, God. Round and got a hole in the middle?
Yeah.
You cook it?
Yeah. Some people bake them, and some people fry them.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about?
I'm a study now. I don't know if that.
Oh. When they come out, they're usually about that big round. Sometimes people sprinkle powdered sugar on them.
I'm trying. They're the rules. They got a hole in them. You can buy them.
That's right.
But what the devil now? I can't remember the name of them things. Cordial used to buy them like I done.
Well, is that what you'd call a donut?
Donut. That's
uh-huh.
the thing what
okay,
I'm trying
good.
To call.
Good.
I couldn't get it together.
Well, now, what about round, flat cakes that are made with white flour, and you cook them on a grease skillet, and you eat them with syrup?
And I tell you what, we children used to call them things. We call them slapjacks.
Okay.
That's what we used to call them, slapjacks.
Okay. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Fresh meat.
Well, now, do you have a particular term that means that this meat comes from the side of the hog?
Hmm?
The meat that comes from the side of a hog. Now, would you always call that fresh meat, or do you have some particular word?
Well, you can say poke meat.
Uh-huh.
Or either fresh meat. If it's not got salt and not cured, it's fresh.
Uh-huh.
And poke meat is the one, but now when it done took salt, and all like that, you see, it's not fresh meat.
Okay.
You smoke it, then you call it bacon.
Okay.
Smoke bacon, huh? What's the never you want to call it?
Well, now, would you ever call this side meat?
Ribs
uh-huh.
on the side.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I mean, you go in the smoke out, they cut on meat, when you cure it, you see, when what time you want, you see, it's rib meat. If
uh-huh.
you go to the store to buy it, any meat, you say you want rib meat.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's from the side of the hog right on, uh-huh. side meat.
Okay. Well, now, what about the kind of meat that you cook with turnip greens? Now, what kind of?
White bacon or smoked bacon, either one. I cook with either one.
Okay. What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog jowl and hog's head and things like that?
What I call that? Hog head cheese.
Okay. Have you ever heard people call it anything besides hog head cheese?
Mm-mm. That's all I heard called hog head cheese.
What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry? You know, if you bite into a cherry?
I call it seed.
Okay. And what about the same thing if it's in a peach?
Seed. Now, somebody says seed, but you know, and some call it a peach cone.
But it's the same thing.
The same thing.
What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
Oh, God, I know that too, because I bought some. It wasn't as clear as on. Oh, Lord. Pressed peaches.
Okay. What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
Snap beans.
And what about beans that do have to be shelled?
Well, I just call them shell beans.
Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
Now, well, I rutabagas.
Well, now what about
the tops is cooked tops and the turnips? We call them. Some people call them rutabaga turnips. Well, that's the bottom part of the turnip. And the top ain't nothing but greens.